Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the most recent City Council meeting.
This meeting had a lot of different aspects to it. One big news was the new group in Knoxville, Thrive Knoxville, was here, and they were asking the council for the funds that went to the formerly the Knoxville Living Funds, $5,000 from that to help with different things that the new group would like to do in Knoxville. If you could talk to the listeners and let them know exactly that this was a budget neutral transfer of funds and what the Thrive Knoxville plans to do with that $5,000.
Knoxville Living was really a cooperative effort between the city, the hospital, the school district. We also involved the Chamber of Commerce. So Knoxville Living was a project that had been around for the last couple of years, basically a publication, a magazine to highlight things in our community with, again, us as the city, the school district, the hospital, able to show some of the things that are going on and highlight some of the things that have happened. Really good chance for us to showcase and show a collaborative effort amongst our organizations. We feel like that was a good endeavor, but times change, circumstances change, and so things evolve. And so we've taken Knoxville Living in a little bit of a new direction, and it's kind of given birth to Thrive Knoxville, a group that is focused on continuing to promote our community and positive things in our community. It's just going to be more in the form of event support and promotions in a different sort of way than that traditional print and magazine. And so there are a few specific things that Thrive is looking to accomplish here in the next couple and even several months. The first one I'll highlight is next month. We'll be bringing in best-selling author and motivational speaker Will Bowen. He'll be giving three performances at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, KPAC. The first one will be Sunday night, August the 20th at 6:30. And then on the 21st, that's the Monday, again at 8:30 in the morning, and then again 6:30 that evening. That is free for anyone to attend who has an interest and would like to hear it. The theme of his message is a complaint-free world. I think it's a really positive message. I'm really excited to be able to help offer that and be a part of that. Really looking forward to his presentation. I think it's going to be a great thing for people to hear in this community. And I think it applies, and you'll hear as part of his message, it's both for your professional and your personal, yourself, your family. I think there's a lot of good things to be gained from it. So really encourage people to attend that. Another one is Living Windows. Teresa Mott has been part of this group with Thrive, and she sort of came up with the idea of Living Windows many years ago, and she would like to be involved again, and we feel like this is a great opportunity to maybe add some things back to Living Windows, add really some excitement to it, and give it maybe a little bit of a shot in the arm. And so that's definitely a priority for Thrive. A third item that we've discussed would be an app for a mobile phone that would be Knoxville-centric, that would list some of our businesses, specifically restaurants might include menus for them, keep a good, comprehensive, and updated calendar of events so that somebody coming from out of town is able to see what they can do, where they can go, what the event would be. These are really becoming more and more common in communities. And I think it's really a tool that helps people visiting a lot, where they can find parks to take their kids to, what events would be appropriate for their kids to go to. And so I think there's a lot of value in that. So that's a third priority that Thrive has identified. And so I think there's a lot of more plans forthcoming, but those are sort of maybe the first and foremost ones that group wants to address.
Now, another major agenda item last night was the dog park in Knoxville and the new lease agreement with the city for that dog park. If you could explain to the listeners exactly what transpired last night and what needs to happen for that lease agreement moving forward.
Yeah, there will be a little bit of a change with this in a sense that the dog park underwent almost like a trial run with the first lease that we signed with them. And because of that, as a group, they hadn't incorporated or formed themselves as a group. They weren't registered. And so they used the Lions Club to sort of be the umbrella organization. And so our last lease that expired was with the Lions Club versus Paws and Pals. And so they're able to take that lease on themselves and not use the Lions Club anymore. We don't have a lease in place yet. There's a few things we want to just hammer out the finer points, but we anticipate bringing that lease back at a council meeting soon, continuing the operation of the dog park. We've heard positive. I don't believe I've heard any complaints about it. We've heard a lot of positive things about that space. And so as a city, we're certainly interested in keeping that going and working well with this group to make sure we're offering that service.
Now, my last question for you is, during the announcement portion, after the meeting was over, you mentioned the Leadership Academy, something we talked about before, with 15 members. Take us through exactly where that stands right now and what the potential is now for another one.
Yeah, we're really excited to be offering the Knoxville Leadership Academy. It's an opportunity for anyone who wants to learn more about their city government, especially if they would be interested in serving on one of our boards or committees, or potentially running for city council. It's really a four-week program with three nights touring to see some of our departments, meeting some of our department heads, and then having them make presentations about city operations and functions. And then a fourth night that will be here at City Hall, where you'll hear from the last few departments and then actually have the opportunity to attend a council meeting and be recognized by the mayor and council for completing this program. Something we're really excited to offer, something I've seen in other communities that has been very successful. And so with this being our first year, we set a goal of trying to have 15 folks sign up and participate in this. We're happy to announce that those 15 spots have been filled. Took us just about a week and a half to get those spots filled. So we're really excited to have that kind of participation and excitement for this. If you are still interested, I hope you're not discouraged, and we hope you'll still apply and contact us here at City Hall. Fill out that application. We will have a wait list. And if we have the enthusiasm and the response, we'd be happy to run this program again, either next spring or summer.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.